Ever stepped onto a plane and just, I don't know, felt that little jolt of excitement?
Oh, absolutely.
You're about to be whisked away, right, by this incredible feat of engineering, this hunk of metal that somehow defies gravity.
Right.
But have you ever stopped to think about the unsung hero that makes it all possible? Today we're diving into the intricate world of E,
Okay.
the electrical wiring interconnect system.
Yeah.
The nervous system of a plane.
It's easy to overlook.
Right.
You get on board, you see those comfy seats, you see the overhead bins, maybe you sneak a peek at the engine.
Right.
But hidden behind those panels, beneath the floorboards, lies this massively complex network of wires and connectors.
Yeah.
And it's more vital than most people realize.
Way more. It's like the circulatory system of the plane, right?
Okay.
But instead of blood, it's information and power, like coursing through its veins.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. This article we're looking at from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, it really drives that point home. Just like our nervous system, right, relies on this complex network of nerves to send signals.
Yeah.
Aircraft depend on EWS to relay that critical data, keep everything running smoothly. We're talking everything from engine performance and fuel levels to cabin pressure, navigation systems, everything.
Okay, so picture this. You're cruising at 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
You're enjoying a movie. You're totally oblivious to the fact that thousands of signals are like zipping through this aircraft every second.
It's mind-boggling.
How do they actually get from point A to point B?
So that's where the interconnect part of UFIs comes in.
Okay.
Imagine a bustling city
Okay.
with a network of roads and highways, right?
Okay, yeah.
Connectors are like those vital intersections.
Right.
They're ensuring the smooth flow of traffic, or in this case, electricity and data between all those different systems.
Makes sense, but
Yeah.
we're not just talking about like your average wires and connectors here. These components, they have to withstand some pretty extreme conditions.
Oh, absolutely. This isn't your living room entertainment system. We're talking extreme temperatures, constant vibrations, exposure to like jet fuel, hydraulic fluid, even lightning strikes.
Wow.
It's a hostile environment up there.
It's like those wires are running a marathon in a wind tunnel during a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
No wonder they need to be built tough. But even with the most durable materials, things are going to go wrong. How do they even begin to repair something like that?
Right.
Imagine trying to, trace a single faulty wire within this massive network.
It's a monumental task, and that's why when engineers design EWIs, they're not just thinking about the functionality,
Right.
they're thinking about maintainability.
Okay.
That's where things like service loops come in. It's all about like strategic redundancy and accessibility.
Right.
Just imagine trying to rewire a lamp without any extra wire to work with.
Right.
That's what they're trying to avoid.
It's like they're playing a giant game of high-stakes Tetris, right?
Right,
Making
yeah.
sure everything fits together perfectly, but it's still accessible.
Exactly.
And speaking of fitting things together, what happens when you introduce a whole new category of aircraft into the mix?
Oh, yeah.
Like these eVTOLs, these electric planes we keep hearing about,
Yeah.
they must throw a real wrench in the works when it comes to EWIS.
You're telling me eVTOLs, they're not just like a new design.
Right.
They're practically a whole new paradigm for aviation. And you're right, their
Yes.
eVTOL systems, they face a unique set of challenges. Traditional aircraft operate on, a pretty standard electrical system.
Right.
You're thinking hundreds of volts.
Okay.
But eVTOLs, they're cranking that up to a whole new level,
Really?
often running on systems that are 10 times higher.
10 times. That's like going from a garden hose to a fire hydrant.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
No wonder eVTOL has to adapt.
Exactly. Higher voltage, it brings a whole new set of considerations. Insulation, for one,
Right.
you need materials that can handle that increased electrical pressure without breaking down.
Yeah.
And then there's the safety aspect. You've got all that power coursing through the system.
Yeah.
Even a minor fault could have some serious consequences.
Right.
It's a whole new ball game in terms of, ensuring reliability, preventing electrical hazards.
So it's not just a matter of like swapping out your copper wires for, thicker ones.
Right.
It's a complete rethink of the entire system.
You got it. And it's not even just about handling more power either.
Okay.
eVTOLs, by their very nature, they're designed for efficiency,
Right.
which means lighter weight materials, more compact designs,
Right.
trying to squeeze every ounce of performance out of every component.
Yeah.
And that goes for EBIS too.
So we're talking about making these systems, which are already incredibly intricate, even smaller and lighter, all while handling significantly more power. That sounds challenging, to say the least.
Challenging, but incredibly exciting. This is where we see like the future of eWISE taking shape.
Okay.
Engineers are exploring new materials, things like aluminum conductors.
Right.
They offer, significant weight savings compared to traditional copper wiring,
Right.
which is crucial when you're trying to, maximize flight time on a single charge.
Yeah, weight saving is huge, especially when you're talking about, electric aircraft. But what about like data transfer speeds?
Right.
With autonomous flight sort of on the horizon here, these planes, they're going to need some serious processing power.
You're hitting on a key point. Traditional copper wiring, it has its limitations,
Okay.
especially when it comes to like bandwidth, data transfer speeds.
Okay.
That's why fiber optics are becoming, increasingly important in eWISE.
Okay.
Imagine transmitting data at the speed of light.
Wow.
That's what fiber optics bring to the table. Faster data transfer, better signal integrity, and it's lighter than copper.
Right.
It's a win-win-win.
It sounds like eWISE is on the cusp of a real technological revolution.
It is.
Lighter materials, faster data transfer, all while meeting the demands of, electric aircraft, autonomous flight. That's a lot to process.
It is.
But before we get too far into the future, let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute.
Okay.
Why does any of this matter to, the average person who it just wants to get from point A to point B?
Because the next time you buckle that seatbelt, you settle in for takeoff. You can thank EUAY for making that possible. Think about it. Every time that pilot gets clearance to land, every time you use the call button to get a drink,
Right.
even the little light above your head, that's EUAYS in action.
Wow. I never really thought about it like that.
It's everywhere.
It's the unsung hero of every flight. But as you mentioned earlier, there are some risks involved too.
Right.
What are the potential consequences if, God forbid, something goes wrong with the ES?
Well, in aviation, safety is paramount.
Right.
Even a minor wiring fault, it can have some really serious implications. Imagine like a sensor malfunctioning
Right.
because of a frayed wire
Right.
could give the pilots, inaccurate readings,
Right.
potentially lead to some very dangerous situations.
It's a good thing they build in all those redundancies then.
Absolutely. Redundancy is key in ES. Think of it like having, backup generator.
Right.
If one system fails, another one is there to take over.
Right.
But even with all the safety measures in place, the human element, it's still crucial.
So you're saying it's not just about, having these really robust systems. It's also about having, highly skilled technicians who know how to maintain them.
Precisely. These technicians, they're the unsung heroes on the ground.
Yeah.
They're ensuring the integrity of every wire, every connection, every single component of the ES. And they go through rigorous training. They're using specialized tools, specialized techniques to keep those planes flying safely.
Yeah.
It's a huge responsibility.
It is. It's a whole ecosystem
It is.
of engineering, technology, and human expertise all working in unison. This has been a fascinating deep dive into a side of aviation that we rarely consider,
Right.
but one that, we rely on every time we fly.
Every time.
And as we move towards this era of, electric aircraft and autonomous flight, the role of EWIS is only going to become even more critical.
Absolutely.
It's something to ponder, right?
Yeah.
Next time you're gazing out the window at 30,000 feet, those fluffy clouds. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the fascinating world of EWIS.
My pleasure.